June 12th, 2018, and I call to order this meeting of the Petersburg City Council. Before we go on, I'd like to have Kim lead us in prayer.
Father, we just thank you for the opportunity that we have to live in this community. We thank you for the opportunity we have to live in this state and this country. We're so fortunate. We feel so fortunate. We pray that you help each one of us, that we might be ever so mindful of our duty that we have for the city, that we might keep in mind that it's not about us, it's about what the city would want, and that we might do diligence to not only to serve the city, but better to serve you in everything that we do. We ask it all in your name.
Amen. Can you join me in the pledge, please?
Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First thing on the agenda will be our next meeting, which will be in July the 17th, 2018, and the reason for that is Kayla will be on vacation and will be out that second week of July, so I thought there was no problem with us having it the following Tuesday. Moving on to the second item on the agenda, and that's public comments. And I will open up the floor now for public comments if anybody is wants to do that at this moment.
I just want to make an announcement that we at the on Petersburg Day, if any entities or anybody has an organization that would be interested, one thing that we feel like would be very profitable, but we don't have anybody to fill that slot, is to feed on the evening of Petersburg Day. We're going to have a light show. It's going to be a family light show, and a DJ type thing, entertainment for music for the whole family, and then light show and videos outside. And if anyone, any organization would be interested in feeding that night, we feel like it'd be a profitable deal. And so I'm just going to we're trying to get the word out as many places as we can. Also, there's an opportunity, if they're interested in feeding the contestants of the cook-off, that breakfast burritos or whatever, there's that opportunity also. So those two opportunities. And even the night doesn't really have to be a meal. It can even be ice cream. It could be shaved ice. It could be anything to cool you off that evening. So that's just an opportunity that we want to make public.
Friday morning?
No, Saturday night.
For the burrito thing.
The burrito would be Saturday morning.
Yeah, morning. Okay, and that'd be early.
The other thing, well, it would, and it also would be a great filler between the veterans program
ceremony
and the parade, mm-hmm. because there's people out there, and it doesn't have to be breakfast burritos. It could be anything.
It's just something for the whatever organization. I was in Brownfield this weekend. They did that.
That's a good idea,
you know,
I think.
You know, they didn't, probably didn't make a whole bunch, but whatever they can make,
a little bit
helps.
The problem is our youth are so spread thin because they're in the junior, they're in the band, they're in the football, they're all that. So if there's another organization out there that's interested in making money, that's an opportunity, a great opportunity.
Good
to
know.
Or an individual
that wants to do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That would be good to know.
I hear you do pretty good pancakes.
No. I've never seen one in 35 years of marriage.
You're wrong. Thought I'd just volunteer.
He's pretty quick about that one.
Okay. Well, if there are not any more comments, I will close this section of the public comments. Moving on to section 3, and that's our report. And our first report, of course, is with Chief Thurman, our police department.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. We had 60 calls altogether for calls of service for this month. Had our citation for the month. Also, we have 5 warnings.
What in the world is a terroristic threat?
You beat me to it.
It's a threat made against somebody, I'm going to kill you or something like
okay.
that.
Okay.
Is that like at home or something? At home or yes.
Okay.
Or for business, they said we're going to bomb you or come back and do something.
Okay.
That's a new one.
We've had a couple of identity kits.
Yes, sir.
And no response. I mean, info on the deaths that have been, all the break-ins and stuff?
No, sir.
No,
we did submit the prints to the DPS lab, and they told us they were really backed up, so it'll be 6 months to a year.
Really?
Yeah.
We're still patrolling as much as possible.
Yes, sir.
How's that new officer doing?
He's doing a good job.
What was his name again?
Robert Garcia.
Robert Garcia.
I might add there was a particular suspect on the thefts, and they've stopped. We haven't had any in
over a month.
Is the suspect still here?
Mm-hmm. And since he was aware of the fact that we were doing that,
mm-hmm.
she.
Mm-hmm. He or she, yep. Yep.
Okay. If there are not any more questions for Chief Thurman, thank you for bringing us that report.
Thank you.
Our next report on our agenda is going to be our fire department report, and I believe PJ's here.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, I should have not written that.
The phone puts in our belongings and have all the alarm calls.
Sorry, we're having
internet problems, or else I would have had this emailed out.
You want to have one more?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, there we go.
I got them all. I want to read them all without
sound.
I'm just going to read them.
They felt so good.
That just felt so thick. I thought I'd read it.
As for May, we only have one grass fire, 3,279 at the Mabry place. 2 men, 1 truck respond to that. No incident. As of now, we've got 21,395 in donations that was given for our grant from individuals, businesses in the county, all told together. And if many are aware, this weekend where Ted Matthews is going to hold the fundraiser for us over at his place. He asked that all the men and women of the department come out and help cook burgers, kind of help with serving, whatever we need to do to have this go on, clean up, stuff like that. So we'll be out there. So if y'all happen to show up, we should be out there. I'm not sure if we're going to take any equipment out there just yet, but I guess it depends how much response we get from members. And this past Friday, me and Assistant Chief Monroe and our firefighter Shane Wilson, we went to Daco Fire to go speak with the representatives there. This is one of the sales rep, Chad Ford, and I'll figure it out here in a minute. And one of the other guys there, and then we talked about, see what kind of truck we're going to get. We're looking at what's called, of course, everybody calls them tankers, tenders. In West Texas, everything interchanges with everything. So to us, it's a tanker. To them, it's a tender. But this also has capabilities as a pumper, so we can use it as a front line apparatus on structure fires or any type of fire. If it's residential, commercial, or whatever it is, going to have, I believe, a 1,250-gallon tank. You'll be able to pump 125 gallons per minute to do everything that a normal pumper will do, except it has a larger, more volume of water, and it'll have a 4-inch dump on the back, and so we can dump. We have the capability of dumping 500 gallons within a minute. So this truck is going to, like I said, we're building it as a tanker, but also internally, it's a pump or two. So we're getting two in one. And that's the reason we went after this grant to begin with, was because with the tanker, you get more water, but in turn, you can build it as a pumper, and you get two in one. So that's where we're at. We also talked about other, it all depends on our outcome of our total, what we get off this fundraiser, and if any more donations come in within the amount of time. There's stuff that we're going to add, some hose, axes, halogen tools, a bunch of force entry tools. We've got a wish list and a need list. So what they're doing is getting us a quote on all the equipment. And of course, we're shooting high, so we'll start trimming the fat back and seeing where we're going to be. And then once we get to that point, we'll set a date.
But we're trying to cap at 205, right? 180 with grant and 25 raised otherwise.
Right. Yeah, so in order to get the whole 200,000 out of the grant, you have to purchase 222,000 rig. So that's where this comes in. We're looking at a rig that's a $200,000 price range, give or take. And so with all this equipment, it gives us leeway to what we're doing is buying some equipment. And once we get the list, I'll bring that to you and explain a little bit more.
No, let's back up. The grant is for $180,000 if you spend $200,000.
No, $200,000.
If you spend $200,000, the grant's $180,000. That's what I have in my letter. So then you were raising $25,000 so you could spend $205,000.
Yeah, so we could spend more. To get the full $200,000 grant, to get every penny of it, we have to spend $222,000. It's a weird configuration.
I've not seen that in the grant paperwork. I'd love to see that because with the 180 grant and the 25,000 raised, you're 205. If you go spend 222, you don't have that 17,000 differential.
It's Chad and them, the way they have it figured out, that's where it's come up with them. And it's Mike Hendricks. He used to work at the shop in Lubbock.
It's a 90% match up. They'll match up to 200.
Up to 200,000, which is 180.
No, they'll match 200,000. We have 220. Their 90% cannot exceed 200,000.
See, I thought it was 180. I'll double check the letter. I just want to make sure that with the 25 plus the grant, we're not beyond that.
Yeah. Now the 25 should cover that 10% at the end of it. When it's all said and done, smoke clears, we're going to be fine. That's why we shot for 25,000. That's why we shot for 25,000 to get the whole 200,000 from the Forest Service. Then whatever we could get out of it. And that's
I may be in error, but I thought that grant letter was 90% of 200 for 180, but I'll check it.
Yeah. Sure. Well, when you talk to them, that's the way it's set. When you talk to them, that's what they tell you. Like when I talked to Courtney up in A&M, that's what I had her explain to me. She says, in order for you to get the 200,000, you have to spend $222,000.
But they would give you 200 under
They're
going to
give you 200,
Yeah, Sam, my understanding of reading the letter.
So you got 21. You've got 21 of the of the 22 that you've got to have right now. And is there any advantage to getting more than that?
Well, that's what we're hoping for this weekend.
So you can, there is an advantage because you can just pile more stuff on.
Right.
Okay.
And what we're doing with that, and we're not the only one. I got all this from other guys, other chiefs that I've talked to in the region. So I've called them and say, hey, how did this benefit you? What did y'all do? They're like, man, when you get it, go this route, then you get all this other stuff. Forest Service will show up to DACO, and they'll see, inspect it, and they'll say, okay, what's all come with the rig? They show them this pile that's sitting over here, and they don't care if it's all going to fit on there or not. But at the end of the day, they sign off on it. Forest Service leaves. They hand the truck over to DACO. DACO hands it over to us. We come home. They'll deliver all this equipment on pallets, and then we disperse it through the rest of our rigs.
Right.
That's what we're doing.
So what's your expiration time that you got to get?
November 14th is the date.
Of the date.
Right. But we're going to have, no matter what, we're going to have to ask for an extension, because once we give them the green light, we pull the trigger on this, it's a 215-day minimum time from the time it's put in, sent to the factory, built, and
what are you hearing on the ease of getting the extension, TJ?
They're offering it to everybody. Okay. They know how it works. Every year, everybody, once you see, if you go back and look at the grants, when they're awarded, it's usually a year to a year and a half, sometimes 2 years from the date that people are receiving their trucks. That way, it's the way this works out is when we tell them we already picked the rig, so once we tell them let's go with it, they send it, Daco put in the work, send it to Rosenbauer. Rosenbauer puts it in their pretty much just like a single line, just like any vehicle. And it's just, it's like this Maverick out of this program sends it through, and then once it's built, it's put in line with everybody else that's coming across. There's so many grants through Texas they're going out right now, and there's so many grants through FEMA they're going out. Mm-hmm. A lot of trucks being built for the East Coast, Houston, all the people that got flooded out. So there's, you always read about Detroit and New York, everybody, their trucks are going bad. So, we're just in line with everybody else.
TJ, when is this on this fundraiser? Mm-hmm. When does it begin? What time does it begin?
I believe the flyer says at 5:00 till they run out.
5 p.m?
Yes, ma'am.
And the prizes? The price?
I believe it's $5 donation for burger meal. I don't have a flyer with me.
Then there's a silent auction.
I haven't seen the flyers.
Yeah. There's, I believe, Western Implements donate some stuff and a few others, and they're going to have a silent auction out there and see what they can get.
And where do you have these flyers at?
Post office. And it's been
on
Facebook.
Is it on the sign? Is it posted out there?
I don't know if we put it on the sign.
How about the website?
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
I think I remember reading it off.
I put so much
stuff
on there.
We need to change that sign sideways. I can't never see that drive by there.
I just stop at the stop sign.
That's
probably
the
25,000. Is that part of the county?
Yes.
Okay.
The county and a couple of businesses in the area and individuals that have donated. There have been some private donations also in there.
And this truck is, when you get this truck, is it going to be built in the state or out of state?
It'll be out of state.
Out of state. Is it a two-man truck?
It's a two-man truck.
Okay.
The cab is for two men. Uh-huh. Actually, I got to look back. I think it's three because this one, I believe, is
a jump seat
in the middle. It's kind of in the middle, but sits back. Mm-hmm. It's an awkward position, but it's enough because you have your little doghouse, mm-hmm. and then it kind of sits back. It's kind of weird once you start looking at it. Have you ever seen those moving trucks? That's what it kind of looks like. The interior kind of looks like.
But I think he answered your question. Within the 21,000 was the 10,000.
Yeah. That's what I was making sure that was included in there.
Do we have questions, concerns?
I got another question. The other night, it was raining, or I don't know what happened. The tanker truck was out close to the church, but it was on the side of the road. There was no kind of emergency markers out there. There was nobody manning it. It was just parked on the site. Is there anything we can do about that, just in case? I hate for anybody running
right
to it.
In reality, we talked about that. We need
cones or something.
Cones or triangles or something.
That's the concern I had, because it was dark, and
did the flasher still work on it?
There was nothing on.
The flasher still worked, but the individual just forgot to
turn them on.
He kind of panicked and
I guess it was actually a grass fire or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What they did is they went out to help Abernathy and Igloo on South 400. One of the guys took the tanker out. It's an old Mack, so you got to baby it, as far as stopping and starting, you're accelerating on it. He accelerated too hard, stalled it out. All said and done, the starter burnt out. So we had to get a starter. So they got a hold of Faustino. He went out there with the loader, got it pushed into LP's lot. A phenomenal thing within the hour, it was removed off the side of the highway. But yeah, that was one of our concerns, was trying to figure out. I've been looking online trying to figure out what's going to be our best bet.
Do we have anything here for right now? We don't have anything in the shop.
If Randy does, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Some kind of cones or triangles or reflector or LEDs. Oh, there's so many things out there.
Something we can put in that package, too.
We can. It's
That's definitely one of the big ones, because safety, as especially when it's on the highway or even on the streets.
Yeah.
We definitely need to have markers in front and behind any of those vehicles.
Yeah, at the end of the day, that, you know, when that truck has the lights and sirens are off, that's just a regular vehicle, and you know, DOT could come by and give us the same citation they could to any oversized vehicle, you know, with the weight.
Do we have any more questions for Chief Marcus? Thank you, Chief Marcus.
Again, at the top of that letterhead, there's my email and phone. Feel free at any time to contact me. If I don't answer, if I'm at the station, I'm on call, or if I'm at work, can't hear you with the mowers, leave me a voicemail, text, whatever, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can with any concerns or questions. With this or anything we've dealt with in the past or coming in the future, I'd be happy to answer your question.
Thank you for that report. All right, moving on to the EMS department.
There's one attached.
And I think there's one in your packet. There's an EMS for the month of May. Looks like they had 4 calls. They had 1 transport and 3 hands off, which I'm not sure what hands off means.
Handoffs to another, like the Abbott FA. Okay. We transported part of the way. Okay.
All right, then moving on to the library report. Right here. Lacey sent in a library report, and she reports that we have 52 kids signed up for the summer reading program, which is really good. Have received notice from the county to continue the stipend, and have mailed back the affirmative reply. Received memorials for Gene Kirkland, and as of right now, we have no problems with leaks. You know, last year we had leaks all over the place. So that is her report for the month of May.
I'd like to say we were good, but you got to have rain.
We got to have rain, that's right.
You got dirt in there, probably not.
Okay, moving on to the Public Works report, and Randy Mayfield will bring us that report.
Thank you, Mayor. Not much. We've had a couple of new sewer taps, water tap, that we've done in the last couple of weeks. Also had a leak the same week as we was doing all of this. It was a very small, minor. We got that all done, backfilled in, everything's done. Roll-off boxes, the contractor that we've been using with the county, came and picked all the roll-offs out. He needed them for a couple of days. I visited with him yesterday. He's going to be bringing them back on tomorrow, and we'll be filling them back in. Visited with TxDOT yesterday on this chip and seal project on Main Street. They have no time frame on when it's done, so they're putting down the gravel on the roads to minimize the tar on the vehicle.
What about my windshield? Have we make a dent? Not enough.
We have made a dent, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Make some progress on
it. It's looking better.
Yes. I can't see over the fence. No.
We just don't know when the county's 20,000 runs out. We spent all of ours this year.
Oh, okay.
Eating into theirs. When it's done, then we got to wait until a new budget's
in. Yes. But we've made some progress.
It'll go through and we'll start with a new cycle.
Have the hours changed any out there? I mean, they still the same?
Or? 8 to 5.
Oh, 8 to 5?
Yeah.
Okay.
Every day of the week. Usually 8 to noon on Saturdays.
And there's nobody there, right?
Right.
Okay.
Because now that we've got the fence around the ponds, so we're satisfied with TCQ there. Okay. There's no need to man the collection station.
I might add, we have noticed, because there's a number of keys floating out there, we've had multiple occasions here recently where the gates were open when we had locked them up. So somebody's got in, it's got a key, down, and then relocked the gates.
Can we change the hours, like on Saturday, to 8 to 5 also, to give the people a chance maybe? Is that too much?
Well, we've got to have somebody then come in the mornings and then come back in the evening to shut it down. we don't have anybody normally on call on the weekends. We're already stretching the police department to open and close the community center, so. Normally what happens is if they don't make it on the weekend because there's a problem, then they call during the weeks and can you open it up today because we need to get out there and we do. So.
Okay.
So they can, they could call up here and if they,
during
if
the
they
week.
Really needed
right.
to get in there.
Yep.
Do you have any questions for Randy's report?
All our samples up to date right now?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Also, I'd like to add, we've been working on the mosquito sprayer that was involved in the wreck. We've got it going.
It was brought to my attention for Petersburg Day. They would like for that to be
yes.
used.
We're going to try and probably get out this week and at least do the first round of spraying.
Okay.
We haven't seen any. I haven't. I've had some reports of
some little ones.
Other than that, but I thought we'd at least get the. We've been working on that sprayer. I visited with a guy out of New York on the pump. He told me a couple of things to try. I tried them. Everything worked. We've got it going, so now we'll probably get in there this week, maybe Thursday night, and kind of make a first round and just see how it goes.
You have no product?
Yes, sir.
For the summer.
And the gentleman from Clark is coming.
Yes, next week. Calibrate
the machines.
Oh, okay. Have we had any of the guys pass? Anybody take any tests or anything?
Not yet. Easton has not taken his retest yet. So I've got to get with him and see when the best time for him to reschedule. David,
well,
I don't think
they know. He took his first test and he missed by three questions.
That's the D license?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
D water, yeah.
David and I are scheduled, I think, to go to Odessa the end of July, 1st of August.
And you're going, where are you going for?
Hours.
Hours?
You have a continuation?
Yeah. I thought you just went to school.
I did in Abilene, but I've got three licenses I've got to maintain.
Okay. And
so.
Because they're good for 3 years, aren't they?
Yes, but each one's like 60 hours each.
Did you have to maintain?
Each year.
Okay.
Yeah. It equals out about 20 hours a year that I have to maintain for each license.
With some more coming up since we're
yes.
talking mosquito. We're not currently operating under a vector license for spraying mosquito spray, so we're going to try to get Randy scheduled into a school and get him certified. Then he'll have to take CLEs for him to keep that license up.
Yeah.
And it is a non-commercial public entity.
Political
license.
Subdivision.
Political subdivision. Applicator license.
Are we putting up the signs up? Three signs.
We've been working on them as we can.
Okay.
I got three today, I think.
I noticed a stop sign.
Upside down.
Well, no, on private property, it was just sitting in the yard.
Uh-oh.
So. I didn't know.
Back over here, isn't it?
Back this
way. Maybe it's ours. Maybe it's somebody
else.
Well,
I don't know. It looked awfully, it looked awfully new. It's
probably not ours then.
You know, it wasn't something that it didn't look like it was that it had come off of a sign or anything. But it was a stop sign.
They were using it for yard art.
I guess.
I mean, they weren't
yes.
trying to stop
no,
traffic.
No. Yes, it was just sitting. Yeah. Sitting in the yard on top of a box of some sort. So,
I noticed something behind the school that were down. I don't know if because of the wind.
Yeah, we've got the poles up. We just hadn't got the signs because of the wind.
Yeah.
It's been a factor with us.
I guess the wind knocked them down or something.
Yes.
Right by the ballpark in that
yes.
area.
Well, we used that darn U channel, and the wind just tore the heck, snapped those poles off. So now we've put 2 3/8 casing.
Mm-hmm.
I think
that'll
work a lot better.
Yeah. So, is it illegal to possess signs? No.
You can buy them all kinds of places.
was always told if you stole one, you'd get in trouble.
Yeah.
Well, if you stole it,
right? Steal it to
no, I said you could buy them. You said stole.
Yeah, but I have a sneaky feeling we don't have a receipt for some of these.
Yeah, well, and that's growing up, that's what, you know, we were always told. If you were ever in possession
of one of those, you would.
A text
whether
box.
They knew if you stole it or not, you would be.
Right.
Yeah.
That was my, that must have been my dad's rule.
That came
rule.
From your dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did mean it.
He meant every word.
I'd have been in big trouble.
Okay. Moving on to the next report. Thank you, Randy, for that report, by the way. Moving on to the next report, and that's our city manager's report.
Okay, water sales for last month were very good. They were $5,803 more than the same month a year ago, which year-to-date has brought us up into the positive versus year-to-date a year ago. We're going to read again Friday, and I'm sure they're going to be right up there again, as dry as it's been. We see a lot of people watering. I know a lot of people aren't watering because of the cost, but I'm sure they're going to be up for the next month. Sales tax, we thought we kind of had an anomaly in that the payment that came in for the month of $4,390 was $1,325 more than it was a year ago, which represented a 43% increase. We saw in the newspaper, and Kayla got the notice for this month, that we're going to be up another 17%. So it wasn't just that sometimes you'll see them goof up and they give you too much and come back and correct. And what we believe might be going on is we think sales out of Norwesco on tanks into the oil field could be doing it. I can make contact with the state and try and find out, but it's going to be up again next month. But that brought us to where we're $2,200 more than we were a year ago on sales tax. On ad valorem, we're slightly under what we collected last year by about a third of a percent, and we're above what we collected 2 years ago, so everything's right in line on ad valorem.
Do we have any questions from Ron regarding any of our water and sales tax and ad valorem?
I have one question on Larry Decker. We paid him $3,000.
Mm-hmm.
What was that for?
It was for the power surge arrestor that was not part of the grant that goes on to protect the generator over there.
Okay.
So if we have a power surge from an EMP, we have an electrical strike, the generator would be saved.
And Jane, are we been using them quite a bit? Is there we buying parts and stuff? Or?
Yeah, Kayla can tell you.
And
more,
Public Works is
yes.
Parts for
maintenance
the
department.
Water line and trucks, filters,
okay.
Oil.
We're trying to maintain equipment as best we can.
Yeah. That's a lot.
If there are not any more questions for Ron's report, we will move on to item 4 on the agenda, and that is the consent agenda. And as before, any member of the council may request that an item within the consent agenda be moved to the regular agenda for further discussion and action.
I make a motion to approve the agenda, consent agenda.
A motion has been made by Councilman Gonzalez to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
It has been seconded by Councilman Porter. All those in favor? 4-0. Motion carries. Agenda. Adopt. Okay, moving on to item 5 on the agenda, and that's discussion action concerning the approval of the affirmative marketing plan for the city's housing rehabilitation program, sponsored by City Secretary Kayla.
This is just our affirmative marketing plan for the home program. We use the tool provided by the state to identify the Asians and persons with disabilities who are least likely to apply for the home program grants. And this is just saying if one of those did apply, who they could reach out to for assistance.
So the recommended motion would be you would move to approve the affirmative marketing plan for the city's housing rehabilitation program as presented.
Is this the one where we get the new homes?
Yes.
And how many will we have this?
Right now we have 4 approved.
Yeah. I move to approve the affirmative marketing plan for the city's housing rehabilitation project.
Motion has been made by Councilman Porter to approve the Single Family Fair Housing Affirmative Marketing Plan as presented.
I'll second it.
It has been seconded by Councilman Gonzalez. Those in favor? 4-0. Motion carries. To item 6 on the agenda, and that's concerning allowing PISD and the Pittsburgh Chamber of Commerce free use of the community center, sponsored by Councilwoman Marroquin and City Manager Ron Hegmeyer. And
I'll do my portion of it.
Okay.
Go
ahead.
I am not sure what Councilman Marroquin had in mind. I was approached by a member of the Chamber of Commerce that's here this evening as to whether they might be able to utilize it for chamber meetings. I'll just give you a little brief history. Some of you were on when this item first came up. The chamber never requested, so they weren't considered. The school district did. They were, no, we don't want to do that. For free. Now, it cost us about $80 each time we have an event of any kind. We go back in and have people clean it down for the next event. A year ago, we lost $9,500 on the community center, rentals minus expenses. That includes cleaning, utilities, any other expense we had on it. We've reduced that this year. It looks like it'll project down to about $8,000 of a loss. So just keep that in mind as you decide what you're going to action. Current rental fee is
$100,
and we're charging $80. We're paying $80 to have it cleaned.
I thought our rental fee was $160.
The deposit is $150 for non-alcohol, $180 with alcohol, and the rental fee is $100.
Now that is something as you approach through the budget, you might want to take a look at. But
yeah, we make $20 before we pay utilities.
That's really not.
So what are we doing with the senior citizens?
Nothing.
There's no charge.
They're
not
paying anything for cleaning.
That was the only people that council agreed to let it use for free.
And they do use the kitchen facilities.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, the chamber had free use of it on Petersburg Day.
Right.
That was the only other day.
So is this the deal that Cindy is on for that tonight,
uh-huh,
for the agenda program?
Yes.
So she's free to speak.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, I am the vice president of the chamber, and I'm also in communications too. We always have met we met several different places. We moved to the Methodist Church, now that the Methodist Church is closing. We don't have a place to meet. We have approached the Baptist Church, and we have talked to Gilbert some. Carol and Loopy at the Baptist Church don't feel capable of setting up chairs and taking down chairs. on a monthly basis. They don't feel like they can physically add more labor to what they're doing. So we're kind of out in the cold. After talking a little bit, Rachel feeds us. We are talking about between 10 and 20 people one time a month. And this is something that y'all can consider. Rachel does not cook in the kitchen. She does warm up something, but there's no preparation in the kitchen at all. She is willing, and this is something that between her I don't really understand exactly. She says she cleans up after senior citizens and doesn't feel like there's a necessity to pay for y'all to pay a clean fee. But now, I don't know if that's a true fact or not. So, I have no idea. But anyway, one of the considerations that if we do pay a cleaning fee now, we pay $50 to the Methodist Church. Of course, we would rather not pay that much, but if Rachel's going to clean it up, one consideration is if we don't pay a cleaning fee and you as a council feel like it's not clean enough, then we can reassess and continue and pay a cleaning fee if you do not feel like it's cleaned adequately after we leave. Rachel Reese has someone that will offer to set up chairs for us and take down chairs and get it like however it was when we, for $15, and we would pay directly to her. So it's basically the rental fee that we would like for y'all to consider and the cleaning fee that we would like for y'all to consider. Any questions?
Once a month, and how long are you there?
1 hour. It's only from 12 to 1. Any other questions?
And everything's pre-cooked already, so she just brings everything and sits up.
She brings it up, and she brings it in her cart and turns on a burner. And
in that building, is there access to air conditioner or heat just that front room? Or do we have to turn on everything?
No, it's central, unfortunately.
That's another consideration. We're certainly open to the idea of using the little room only. But during this Petersburg Day preparation, this time of the year, maybe the next 2 months, it will be maybe up to 15 people, and then it'll get down to 10 people. And we're willing to do anything that we can coordinate with you.
We did have a reduced rental on the side room. Before we adopted.
Before I worked here.
Yeah, they used to be. I remember saying it was reduced how much if they were just using the site.
They changed that a couple years before I worked here.
Okay. Yeah. So that is one thing to consider with not doing the full main room.
Okay.
But the bathrooms do have to be cleaned back down. I would say this. If you believe that certain people that had used this, and I don't want to speak against anybody, did an adequate job of cleaning, I'd love to have taken you in when we started remodeling. Now we are getting it cleaned. The ovens are getting wiped down each time, etc., and I would hate to get away from that.
If we don't use the kitchen for cooking, could we make allowances saying that you just bring it in and you're putting it on the table and serving it?
Sure, and you can do whatever you want, and you can, I think, rightfully consider if they're just using the smaller room. It's not the same fee as if they're using the bigger room. Now, we have some other issues that maybe next month I'll put an agenda item on that more globally you need to talk about.
That was going to be my suggestion, is because we only do meet once a month, given the fact that we are coming into the Petersburg Day preparations and meetings and stuff, could we, for the next 2 months, consider waiving the fee, then revisit that once all that has happened, and then go back and start changing or doing something different on the fees?
Yes, you may. Now, if you do that, you just need to articulate a reason as to why you believe that benefits the citizens if you charge it zero. If you charge a reduced rate, I don't think you have to do that because you're letting them only use a portion of the facility.
So that goes into an amendment to our policy, or how do you do that?
We would present it back as an amendment later if you want to try that for a month or two. May I ask a question?
Yes.
Would something like $25, $35 be workable?
Absolutely.
All right. So I say you do that. Let them rent, make a motion to that effect. Let them rent the side room for up to 3 months. Let's get through Petersburg Day. We're going to be revisiting it. And the understanding is they're only going to serve the food they bring prepped, and they're going to do their own cleanup afterwards.
On a trial basis.
And somebody's going to check. Somebody's going to check their cleaning.
I think that's perfect.
I mean, somebody is going to go by and check their cleaning. Decide.
We usually go in after anybody has rented to see how.
Yeah, so that when we get the report in 3 months, somebody said, hey, you know what, these folks are spot on, or they're leaving us a mess.
Yeah.
We're gonna have that in the report in 3 months.
Yeah. But y'all are monitoring that too, aren't you, as members?
We have not monitored that in the past because we're paying a cleanup fee at the Methodist Church. Yeah. We're paying $50 now. And so we're used to
it.
If you charge like $35, they pay their cleaning person $15, which would be empty the trash cans out of the bathroom, wipe down any spills or anything they got. And then we'll check.
Well, let me ask you a question. This is just the Chamber of Commerce, or what's the PISD for, too?
Don't know. The sponsor of that one is not here tonight, so I'm not going to address it.
Were we going to just call this just for the Chamber of Commerce?
Yes.
That's what they're wanting.
Yeah, let's just call it for them then.
I think I like that idea right there for trial basis, and then we'll
get a report in 3 months.
Okay, so I'll make I'll say the motion to see if you agree.
Yes.
I move to allow the Chamber, Petersburg Chamber of Commerce, to rent a portion of the community center at a rate of $35 per month. The portion of the community center will be the small meeting room, kitchen, and bathroom facilities.
Slow down.
You got it on recording. With the understanding that they will provide their own cleanup, and this will be on a trial basis for 3 months, one time per month.
When do you want that fee? I mean, we can bring it to you anytime.
Have you met this month?
Yes, we just met
okay,
this month.
Okay, so let's do July, August,
and
September.
Yeah.
Does that sound good?
It's the second Tuesday of every month.
That's the only thing. Does that conflict at all?
There's certain elections, March, May, November, and sometimes in between if they're having a problem.
But in the next year.
Can y'all change the date?
Absolutely.
There shouldn't be. I think our general election is in November, so because we wouldn't even need it for early elections or early voting.
We're very flexible. That's no problem.
And July, I don't remember if it's the first Tuesday or the second Tuesday. We already got it
rented
for the thing.
Well, for their annual sign up. Mm-hmm. Okay, and that only happens one time a year, so we're allowing the food bank to come use the parking lot, and they have to one time a year be able to be inside to sign people
for 1 hour.
For 1 hour, and that's it.
And when is that hour?
It's a lunch. 11 to 12, ain't it? Or 12 to 1, something.
I haven't written it down.
You and I can work this out, Kayla. If it's okay.
Can't remember.
Okay, thank you.
Big room, little room. Somebody say so moved.
So moved.
I so moved. Oh,
second.
I'll second it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Motion has been made by Councilwoman Horn and seconded by Councilman Gonzalez. All those in favor of the motion presented was 4-0. Motion carries. Okay. Moving on to item 7, and this is discussion action concerning authorizing the mayor to execute any and all documents concerning extension of lease purchase agreement with CAD Finance regarding steer loader by passage of resolution number 0612-2018, sponsored by Ron.
Okay, we had originally on a lease purchase set up for 3 years of payments for our skid steer loader. We're at the end of the 3 year payment, and at the end of our June payment, we will still owe $20,699.17. Rather than writing a check out for that and hitting the reserves, I asked Cat Finance just to extend the lease for 2 more years. Tell me what my payment is and interest rate is, and we'll just pay it out that way. So they came back with an interest rate of 2.70% because we're a city, and the payment drops from schedule here. It saves us $132 a month. It drops from $984.76 to $852.37. So then at the end of 2 years, we owe $1, and it's ours. So I recommend that you extend the lease for 2 more years. By passage of the resolution, so the motion would be to approve the resolution.
And I move to approve resolution number 06122018 for extension of the lease purchase agreement with CAT Finance regarding the skid steer loader.
I'll second that.
Motion has been made by Councilwoman Horn regarding the resolution number 06122018, and it has been seconded by Councilman Mullinax. All those in favor? 4-0. Resolution passes.
Thank you. Do you use it?
Yeah. Do you use that thing? Are you ever on that thing? How come y'all are never on that thing?
I have tools to store that thing.
How come y'all never use that thing?
Do you ever use it?
Yes, we do. Gosh, how much did it cost to begin with?
A lot.
I do think we could pay it off and turn around and sell it, make some money on it.
And he goes by hours, doesn't
it? Thing about things amazing about it, you can buy a barn up of stuff you can stick on the thing. I mean, you can spend the farm, big farm oh, yeah. Stuff just to stick on.
That's
it's amazing.
Expensive.
It is expensive.
That's amazing.
But they are handy.
I will also say, you put Caterpillar or deer on anything.
And yes,
I think with all that, we should have a big.
It's not the name anymore. It's called branding.
It's the branding. It's the branding.
Right in the middle.
It's the branding.
That's all it is.
Okay. All right. Moving on to the next item of the agenda, and that's 8, discussion action concerning annual review of the city manager and any proposed amendments of contract terms. Sponsored by Ron.
Okay. Also, you have number 9, which is action concerning the employees, the recommendation I'm making to you. I'm going to suggest that you make a motion to go into executive session to review both. You combine them. And you're going out under section 551.074 of the Texas Government Code Personnel Matters. So somebody just needs to move to go into executive
session. Just need to move to go into executive session, is that what you said?
Yes, sir.
I make a move to go into executive session.
Motion has been made by Councilman Mullinax to go into executive session to review. It is 7:21.
Pretty quick.
It is 8:15, and I call this meeting back to order of the Petersburg City Council. Moving on with the agenda. Discussion action concerning proposed merit certification pay and cost of living adjustments for city employees. And
your first one is
item eight. Concerning annual review of the city manager and any proposed amendments of contract terms.
Okay, I'm going to make a motion that we table Exhibit A until we can receive more information, and that we have that done by
next council meeting,
which will be July the 17th.
Okay. Motion has been made by Councilwoman Horn to table Exhibit A pending updates and more information until our next meeting, July the 17th.
I'll second it.
It has been seconded by Councilman Gonzalez. All those in favor? 4-0. It carries. Moving on to item 9, discussion action concerning the proposed merit certification pay and cost of living adjustments for city employees. And the recommended form of motion is down there at the bottom.
I move to approve the certification pay merit raises at any cost of living adjustment raises set forth on Exhibit B with the changes that have been implemented by the council for the 2018-2019 fiscal year.
Okay.
Increases to be incorporated into mayor's proposed budget 2018-2019 and to be submitted at the end of July and to be effective upon adoption of the 2018-2019 budget.
Okay. Motion has been made by Councilman Porter regard to approve the certification pay merit raises and any cost of living adjustments raises set forth in Exhibit B for the 2018-2019 fiscal year with the changes made and agreed upon.
I second that motion.
Motion has seconded by Councilwoman Horn. All those in favor? 4-0. Motion carries. Do we have any other business to discuss? If not, it is 8:18 and this meeting is adjourned.